Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, folks, welcome to this special analysis report of the heavy metals and toxic elements falling out of the sky in Florida. And this is a follow-up to my interview with Dr. Jane Ruby, who sent me this plastic sheet from, well, it was covering some tomato plants on her porch. And she had had it out there for only about 6 months. And it began to collect all kinds of things, and there were many episodes of fog, mysterious fog that was making people sick, and, you know, episodes of chemtrails and so on. So she sent me this sample, and of course we did the microscopy, which you've probably seen some of those images and photos that are rather disturbing and worrying a lot of people. And then, of course, we ran it through our mass spec ICP-MS at the lab, which does testing for elements, including the heavy metals, which is really just kind of a generic term. A more accurate term is toxic elements, which includes aluminum, for example, which is not generally considered a heavy element. It's more on the lighter side, you know, 27. So it's considered a lighter metal, but definitely a toxic metal. And of course, since we've now released publicly these results, and we've also been able to show that this is the sample on the plastic and not the plastic itself, because we tested the plastic separately and there was nothing of concern in the plastic. I mean, nothing at these levels. But what we're showing is crazy high levels of aluminum falling out of the sky with very concerning levels of lead and cadmium, and then also some mercury. Now, the mercury is at a much lower concentration, but mercury is orders of magnitude more toxic. So, you know, the fact that we're seeing mercury around, let's say one isotope was, I think, around 20 parts per billion, that is highly unusual. If I test soil samples, for example, I almost never see mercury in soil samples. I mean, there's some in there at below parts per billion concentrations, let's say. You know, you could probably find them at picograms if you had a sensitive enough instrument. And our instrument does detect mercury below one part per billion. Actually, our detection limit on mercury, I think it was 200 picograms per milliliter. So, you know, 0.2 parts per billion. And we just don't see mercury at all in foods, in soils, in much of anything. Well, we do see it in human hair samples. So that's kind of normal. I mean, not normal, but routine because of mercury fillings, dental work. But we don't normally see mercury in any significant concentrations in soil samples or in something collected from the air. But that's exactly what we are seeing here, that mercury is falling out of the sky. And as I explained to Dr. Jane Ruby, the two known sources of mercury pollution in the air are, number one, coal-fired power plants. However, the coal plant scrubbers are very, very effective, and the mercury releases today from the coal power plants are almost nothing. There's still mercury that is released through forest fires because of previous decades of mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants that were much worse than they are today. And that mercury settled onto, you know, forest regions. And when those forests burn, then that mercury gets re-aerosolized, or you could say vaporized. But it's still elemental mercury, obviously, and then that gets blown by the wind and then it settles somewhere else. So there's quite a bit of mercury still in the ecosystem that is freed up due to forest fires. But I spoke with Jane Ruby and she wasn't aware of any significant fires. There were no forest fires that blew smoke over her area. Instead, it was mostly fog coming off the Atlantic Ocean. So the mystery here is, why is mercury and crazy high levels of aluminum, lead, and cadmium, all of which are toxic, why is that blowing in off the Atlantic Ocean? in fog, no less. And also, what were all these strange diploid biomasses that looked like microscopic eggs or egg sacs of some kind? What are those? And are those related to this? Is there like a bioweapons cocktail that's being intentionally released on human population centers that consists of, let's say, engineered bioweapons that are living systems, you know, maybe insects or viruses or bacteria or whatever, or, you know, just pathogens, and are heavy metals added into the mix? And also, one of my concerns is that aluminum can be used to alter the pH of soils. Dane Wigington has spoken about this a lot, and we're going to bring Dane back on soon to comment on all this, you know, from Geoengineering Watch. But he talks about all the aluminum that's being chemtrailed all over the country, and that falls on the soils, and then it changes the pH. And when the pH changes, then, of course, plant roots are no longer able to take up certain minerals that they need, because there's a very narrow pH range in which mineral absorption takes place in plant roots. And you start altering that pH to the higher side that is more alkaline, which is what happens when you start dropping aluminum particles all over everything. Well, then now you have a problem. Now plants can't take up nutrients on the lower end of that range, like pH 6.0, 6.5, something like that, or even up to 7. Those nutrients start to go missing because the soil keeps getting shifted to 7.5 or maybe even 8 with enough aluminum. And this kills the plants. This kills the trees. So there's not only an extermination of human beings that's taking place right now across our world. There appears to be a kill switch that has been activated for the biosphere, for the whole ecosystem. And part of that is, you know, contact poisons and spike proteins and vaccine bioweapon injections. But part of it also clearly is chemtrails, aluminum, dispersion, heavy metals, mercury and lead, and then whatever other biological weapons that people like Fauci have cooked up over the years. And the bottom line is that we are under extreme assault. We are under assault. Humanity is being targeted for extermination, and food and farms, the entire ecosystem is being targeted. And what we are seeing in the lab test, this is not normal. This is an escalation of the attacks. And we're going to keep investigating and bringing you this information. I am in touch with one official inside RFK Jr.'s administration at HHS who has taken interest in this, and I've shared the ICP-MS lab results with that person. And I'll be sharing more with that person, and I've told that person that I am willing to donate lab time for free to continue and to expand this investigation. And I've said the same thing to Florida officials, that look, if you want to expand this investigation, we don't have time to wait for funding, you know, state funding or federal funding. Look, I'll do the lab test for free, okay? You just get me the samples and tell me that you're serious about looking into this. I'll cover the costs, and it won't cost taxpayers a dime. And that's my commitment. You know, we've got the lab. We've been blessed with a lot of resources and with your support also. Thank you for supporting us. You can shop at healthrangerstore.com to continue to support us. And note that everything that we sell is lab tested in the same lab that I'm using for these tests. You know, so we do heavy metals tests. We do glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing and microbiology, E. coli and salmonella and more. And we do all this testing in order to make sure that we're able to give you clean food, clean supplements, clean personal care products, the cleanest items available in the world. So shop with us if you want clean food, healthrangerstore.com. And by shopping with us, you help us be able to afford all this equipment, which is extremely expensive, you know, multi-millions of dollars in this lab. Every mass spec instrument costs now $400,000 roughly, and then typically another $50,000 a year for maintenance. And then on top of that, thousands of dollars a month in electricity and, you know, chemicals and everything else. So they're not inexpensive. We spend a lot of money on this, but that's how passionate we are about clean food. So shop with us, healthrangerstore.com, and we'll use whatever profits we can generate. We will continue to find ways to give back to humanity by donating lab testing to projects like this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care. It's that time of the year again to grow your own food because, of course, there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company, and we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that. Or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this prepper special, which they put together just for us. So ARC, A-R-K, stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have, you know, a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARC Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there that's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARC Seed Kit Company and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with more heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation. So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.